And then Surly said,
Okay, so I'm not cutting that scene. So the learn the we can we start Shara Shishi, the sixth Shara Sinah about hatred in Archas Tzaddikim, where the learning today is always should be as Chassidus Nishmas, Adir Chaver, Chaim Elazar ben Shemshanayeh, and Rabbi Yaakov Yisroel and Chaim Menachem ben Tzion. We should also have in mind a Rafu Shlema for Chaim Deb ben Rachel, Chaim Leib ben Rachel, and Abadati ben Peril, and a S'chus for all those in Eretz Yisrael. So he says like this. He says, Hasinah, hatred, Bamida Hazois Yesh Balav. This is one of the few midos that actually has a lav. Sisna, not to hate. There's an iser, not to hate your friend in your heart. Midas, and this is warning us to remove from ourselves, from our personalities, the midah of hatred. It's a midah that then leads. It's a gateway midah that leads to other avegas. By lashon hara, you don't like someone, so you speak lashon hara about them. Someone who hates his friend, he's constantly speaking about his sinah, the koivel alav, and he's accusing him. He makes accusations. And he's constantly trying to figure out ways to get back at him, and he rejoices when things go wrong for him, the guy remes nizikin, and he'll cause damages, shiyazikloi, trying to harm him in any way that he can. For example, there's a business deal. He'll go to the other side and say, you can't trust this guy. There's a potential shidduch. He'll say, you can't, don't make a shidduch with that guy. It's not a good family. So constantly looking to harm him, love, and obviously the basic is that he's going to bear a grudge and take nekama. Below Yerachimilov, he will not have Rachmanus on him. Afilu hudachak ma'oy, even if the other person is in a very tough situation. Umachmas hasinha, because of the hatred, yigane b'maisim he's going to put down all of the good actions, the positive actions of the other person. V'yasniyem be'eno ve'enei achirim. So what ends up happening is the person that you hate, besides it just being between you and him, you're going to put down any positive midos or positive things that that person does. So you're not only ruining it in your own eyes, but you're ruining it for other people. He's no longer going to be able to influence other people, be a role model for other people. And obviously, halachas kama v'kama, which he's not saying, but I'll say, if it's a person who's a leader or a rav, how terrible and harmful that could be. To put them down in other people's eyes, now they lose that influence and that ability to give mussar and that ability to lead people and encourage people to do better. And that all of that harm that's being caused can all be traced back to you. Umaynea toiv mi ba'alav, you withhold good from him. V'lo yoida lo emes, you'll never admit to the truth. V'mchayev ulay, hu. And if he owes you anything, you just constantly push him and harass him to pay you back. And now he goes into the types of sinner. Yesh kama mine sinner, there are various types of sinner. Yesh soine chaveira, you have one person who hates his friend. Avar shehizik loy b'mamayna, because he harmed you, he used his money, and that use of the money it caused you harm. Oy shehiko, or he hit you. Oy avar shebiyisho, or he embarrassed you. Oy shehoytzi lav shemra, he spread a false rumor about you. Al elu v'chayotzvan, for these and similar, lo yisna chaveroi, don't hate your friend v'yishtoik, and be quiet. Kabayshanema, like it says, barishayim v'loy diver avsholim im amnoin l'ret mei ravia toiv kisani avsholim is amnon. So the story here, and you would say that Avshalom seems justified, is Amnon raped his sister. And as a result, Avshalom had a hatred for Amnon, and he couldn't speak to him, not good and not bad. And because he hated him, Ella. So rather, don't sit there and stew. And again, you would say, Avshalom, you're justified in your hatred. He actually did something terrible. But what he's saying here is that don't sit and stew. Don't sit and just let it take over your life and your interactions and everything that you do. You're just thinking about what a bad person he is and how do I get back at him. Ella, rather, how should you act? Mitzvah l'hoidia, you should actually go over and inform him. And you should discuss it. V'loy melacha, and say to him, Lama asisa li kach v'kach, Why did I do this in this? You should rebuke your friend. And if he feels bad and he asks you to forgive him, you have to forgive him. And don't be a cruel person and refuse to forgive him. Even if he's a oisvarf, and he's not asking you for forgiveness, and he should, he wronged you. Still, don't hate him. You should act with love towards him. If you act in a positive manner to him and you help him out, in the end, he's going to feel that he needs to reciprocate. He's going to feel that obviously there's no hatred there, and he's going to try to fix whatever it is that he did. Now, I can imagine that there are very selfish people out there who this might not apply to. They may not make up, but that doesn't mean that you haven't done your duty, that you haven't done what you're required to do. So the saying goes, clean your side of the street. So if someone wronged you, clean your side of the street. I don't hate them. Work on myself. It might take a few days, but you work on yourself. That really anything that happens to me, no one can do it except Hashem. So really, this came from Hashem, and he was just the shliach. Okay, but that's between him and Hashem. I'm not going to hate him. I'm not going to take nekama against him. I'm not going to bash him to other people. And instead, I'm going to try to help him out. Now, if he feels that and wants to reciprocate, so Shalom al Yisrael, we're all good. He'll apologize. I'll forgive him, and we're back to normal. But even that's what I'm telling you. Even if he doesn't apologize. And he's not a good person. But again, you'll still do yours. I've eradicated the hatred. Now, it doesn't mean I need to be best friends with him if someone is going to treat me badly. So I won't be best friends with him. So I'll stay away from him. There's no mitzvah to be a shmata. But at least I've eliminated the hatred from my heart because having hatred in and of itself is a terrible midah. And it can lead you down a path where you're not only going to be nasty to this person, you'll be nasty to other people, anyone that wrongs you. So therefore, the positive thing to do, the proper thing to do, remove the hatred from your heart. And then depending on how he reacts to you approaching him in a positive way, can determine whether you resume the relationship or whether you just distance yourself, but you at least you've done your part.